Front page story in the Herald Sun contains a sort of segment idea, an idea that I've been keen to get going on this program for some time, but have just actually really just forgotten about it and have got too lazy. But nevertheless, it rears its head this morning. Front page story of the Herald Sun says Victorian drivers have shelled out $800 million for a Vic Roads computer system that never got off the ground.
That's right. There was a temporary levy placed on registration fees in whenever it was, 2012.
To help make up the funding shortfall because of this computer system.
It was a temporary tax.
The machine that goes beep!
It cost $800 million that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right. And so they put the levy on, except the levy stayed.
Yeah.
Well, what was Australia's most famous temporary tax? Was it payroll tax?
Payroll tax after World War II.
Payroll tax was supposed to be a temporary tax.
Temporary tax.
Right. Anyway, guess what? The temporary levy's still there.
They're two words that don't go together.
So.
Tax and temporary.
So you got. Here's the story so far. Computer system doesn't work. Cost $800 million. That bad luck. Got to put a temporary levy on in order to fund it.
Yeah.
All right. Temporary levy's still there. Yes. 6 years later. So they go to the Herald Sun, go to the government and say, hey, what's the story with this temporary levy still being there? Years after you put it in, temporarily, to pay for the shortfall.
And?
The response is?
Gone.
Vehicle registration fees fund important upgrades and maintenance. The new segment is, why don't you speak proper English? How is that a response to a question about why is a levy in place?
A temporary levy?
But you see it all the time with PR people, do you not? It's the modern mantra. That the response given bears no resemblance
to the question,
to the question asked.
Exactly.
Right? Why did you rob that bank? Banks provide an important source of revenue to the everyday Australian. Mm. So if you see, what I'm going to say is, if you see someone not speaking proper English, please pick up the phone 96900693. Because we have to name them and shame them, John.
How
can you respond to that question by saying vehicle registration fees fund important upgrades and maintenance? You might as well have said, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.